DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's still more to be uncovered here. In a letter to FBI Director Kash Patel, the AG demanding the release of the Bureau's full and complete Epstein files by 8 a.m. Eastern today, just a few hours from right now. News Nation's Tom Dempsey is in Washington with the very latest this morning. Tom, I understand lawmakers also not happy with just how little the DOJ ended up releasing yesterday.
That's right. Good morning, Marky. Sort of mixed reactions we saw. We definitely saw some support from lawmakers who have been pushing for this information to be released, but then we also saw one lawmaker that it was never officially released by the Department of Justice, but lots of public curiosity with this Jeffrey Epstein case, Marky.
Yeah, definitely. This has garnered worldwide attention. Tom, thank you so much. Live from D.C. Thanks for watching.
So Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. We looked at everything. Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bondingo, Bombingo, whatever his damn name is. We looked at this. Well, you know, but there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all, boys and girls. Please move along. Jeffrey Epstein, why are you guys asking me these questions? Donald Trump now. Look, we put that to bed yesterday, you know, day before yesterday. There's a whole lot more important things than that, like bombing Iran and floods in Texas and all that kind of stuff. But Jeffrey Epstein, you've been talking about him for years. Just forget about it.
Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former Labor Secretary, who was Miami U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the
set? Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
It's a desecration.
Make America great again, huh? And he goes over there and he's kissing BB's ass at a little luncheon and all. Here, ask BB what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't figured it out yet, Donald Trump is a liar.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Plain simple, no different than any other politician. Different way of presenting it. I mean, he'll just outright bullshit you. It's amazing. Amazing to watch, and the people, they just, they'll excuse this away. I mean, you know, client list and all that. That, you know, they were probably not a real, you know, here's all the boys I do, I blackmailed and all that, and blah, blah, blah. Ain't no just list of that. You got to follow the money. You got to find it. You got to investigate. Actually investigate to find out what the hell is going on. You can't tell me y'all looked at all this and you didn't find shit. Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, the best surveillance in the world, the most secure little facility in New York City ever, and you ain't got nothing, and the tape you show us is bullshit.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get...
I hate to tell y'all this, but I told you so.
First I say I told her so, but you know what? I told her so. I fucking told her so.
I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you
Trump
so.
Trump is just playing the puppet. He's the puppet master. He got a hand up his ass playing puppet. So, I haven't been on in a while. I've been watching the world go by. The craziness, the bombing of Iran. I mean, boy, Israel got their butt kicked, didn't it not? I got handed to the Iranians. When they came begging for a ceasefire, he gave it to them. I got to hand it to them. I don't know if I could have done it. I think I'd have pounded their ass. I think I'd have just gone ahead and pounded Israel. They've been over there screwing around for damn near 80 years now. Without any real consequence. Expanding the borders, murdering, taking over people's land. Playing games all over the world, assassinations, lying, cheating, stealing, murdering. That's what Mossad is. It's like the lying, cheating, hell, CIA, MI6, Mossad, and I know there probably are several other things. They work together. They're like the mafia hitmen. They're not going to tell you anything about Epstein. Epstein, they're going to shove this down your throat, and they're seeing if you're going to accept it or not. Is MAGA going to accept it, or are you going to excuse it away because of the Tangerine Messiah who made the promises, but he's fulfilling it, but, you know, he's fulfilling that promise because what he said was, we're going to release everything. And so they looked at it and investigated and released everything. So shut up about it. I don't even know why y'all talking about it anymore. That's water under the bridge. I got to deal with Iran. I got to talk to Putin on the damn telephone all the time. And I got to go play golf with Lindsey damn Graham. Warmonger in hell. From my damn state of South Carolina. Damn piece of shit. Piece of shit, Lindsey Graham. Then we got Alan Wilson running for South Carolina governor. And he's an Aspen Institute globalist wussy. Wussy from hell. He's already sold his soul. I got from reliable sources how he is, has taken court cases that should be prosecuted against government officials and just made him disappear. Oh, no, not enough there to prosecute, don't you know? Stuff having to do with the thing that he's trying to protect everybody from. Yeah. Protect the kids, ain't it? Then you got Ralph Norman jumping in. Oh, Ralph. You used to call him do-nothing Ralph Norman and when he was at the State House. Then after Mick Mulvaney went to chief of staff of the first Trump thing for a while, and then Trump made him ambassador to Ireland. Well, that's when that's when Ralph Norman decided he was going to jump in there and run for half. So he'd been there a few terms. And he's a member of the Freedom Caucus up there, or I don't know what they call it exactly. But old Ralph, he supports Israel. Right to defend itself and all. I support the right of Israel to defend itself. And that's why we got to send them billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. We're not condemned to genocide in Gaza. You ain't got to be for Hamas. You ain't got to be for any of that. The killing of innocent men, women, and children, and using starvation and just obliterating the place. I like that word. That's what old Donald Trump said about Iran. We obliterated that nuclear program, don't you know? God, no. It's a clown show, boys and girls. It's a clown show. If you ain't figured that out yet, look at the broken promises of Donald J. Trump. Now, has he done some good? Well, I don't know. That's questionable. But you might say the movement. But now you're looking at RFK, and he wants everybody to have a wearable. So, you know, it'd make it easy and make you healthy, and you can keep track of how many steps you do. And send that, and the doctor can look at it, and telemedicine, you know. You know, technology can be a good thing, technology can be a bad thing. Technology as a prison planet where the government and every other entity that exists because of government knows anything and everything about you, down in and including every time you take a shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a damn prison, in which there is no escape. And what they're doing right now is just like damn catching wild hogs. They're building a fence and letting you wander around inside the fence, and you can't really see the fence. See little bits and pieces and say, ain't that quite nice? And then, all of a sudden, the fence comes down and you're caught. And there ain't no getting out. But that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. So, are you happy now? Are you happy you got old Donald Trump in there? Boy, I'm telling you, I got more I told you so's than I told you so.
What kind of person to say a told us so? You know what? A told us so. A fucking a told us so.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day in South Carolina. You got Ralph Norman running for governor. You got Alan Wilson running for governor. Well, Ralph Norman, he says he's for Freedom Caucus and all, but... Oh, the big beautiful bill. I got to vote for the big beautiful bill. There's a lot of big beautiful bullshit that I don't like in it. But there's a lot of tax and... And I heard one guy commentating, a little young fella. He was commentating and saying, you know, what else is he going to do? What alternative you got? See, that's the thing. They put up these damn things and they drive home. They pile all this stuff into the big, beautiful bill. And there is no alternative. They give you no choice. You either support it or you don't support it. And if you don't support it, they're going to hang you out to dry and say, oh, see, the government's going to close down. The whole world's going to come to an end. He's a communist, anti-government. Yeah. It's a big, beautiful bullshit pile of crap bill. Government needs to shut down. Reset. The great reset is what you need. This thing's out of control, y'all. I mean, even you down local government, you know what they do? They just play around like ain't nothing else coming. They won't say anything about anything except parks and recreation and every damn body. Every damn body at a local level wants to talk about damn tourism. Where in the hell are all the tourists at? I think most people are staying at home. You know, people ain't buying nothing. And you can't buy nothing when you're broke. Where are you going to tourist to? You know, if I'm a tourist, I damn sure ain't going to Camden to tourist. I'm going to down Myrtle Beach where I can watch. I'm going to Charleston down there. I'm going to someplace that's got something. You know, the best canning you can hope for is some damn old coots riding to Florida and having to see the Great Revolutionary War Park Center sign out there on the damn 20 and popping in there for an hour. They might even get a little bit of something to eat before they go back on the road to Florida or wherever the hell they go. But now these socialists and all, they're going to beautify everything and create a utopia, and it's going to be beautiful, y'all. I'm telling you. Well, so what it is, so what we got to look forward to? Well, we got to look forward to higher inflation, more bombs and missiles going to Ukraine, and more bombs and all going to Israel so they can bomb the crap out of Gaza. The United States is an accessory to genocide, and the American people are just going to go vacationing, I guess. Well, America, we just celebrated the old Independence Day, didn't we? 1776, we was independent. What are you now? Dependent. You got all kinds of freedom. I got all the paperwork I need for freedom. I got a driver's license. I got a building permit. I got all the paperwork that the government requires for me to be free. Man, I pay for it all. Yeah, I hope I'm freedom. Freedom ain't damn free. Yeah, you got to pay to stay for it. Yep. Gotta pay the state for it. Well, boys and girls, enough of that. I gotta go play golf. Y'all think about that. You know, something to think about. Think. It's hard. I know it's hard. But you can do it. Anyway. I love y'all. Take care. Till next time. Peace.
What kind of person to say a toto so? You know what? A toto so. A fucking a toto so.